Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. Are you tired of the oppressive rules and moderation of the big tech social media sites? Our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com can set you free. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com. And let's go straight to the phones. But first, in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And if you would like to call in, that number is 603-283-6160. And we have Alu from New Hampshire here on the line with us. Alu, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Have you guys spoken about the acorn dropping yet?
Yes, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
But you can go ahead and tell people who don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has to see the video. It's on a police officer's body camera footage, I suppose. And pretty much recently, a brilliant, brave police officer had a guy handcuffed in the back of his police car, so obviously he was patted down for weapons. He was handcuffed behind his back in his back of his police car. The cop was outside of the car, and an acorn apparently dropped onto the roof of the car and made a tiny ping sound. And the cop, as so many of them have, like, PTSD or whatever, paranoia, thought it was a gunshot and screamed, "Shots fired!" and gets on a knee or rolls over and dives and does a combat roll and
yeah.
starts shooting at the back of his own car.
And he's, like, fat and slow, so he did this, like, combat roll all slow,
oh
and it's,
God.
Like, it wouldn't have stopped anyone from shooting him and killing him.
Also, like, anyone who has ever heard gunfire
yeah.
would know.
Seriously.
I mean, like, that, it's loud.
Yeah. The first time I ever
yeah,
heard a gun shoot, I was...
an acorn, hitting the top of his SUV. It's hard to confuse that for a gunshot. I've heard, like, fireworks and gunshots.
Yeah.
They sound pretty similar. But, like,
different,
acorn,
though. Fireworks are also really loud, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Acorns,
you have
not
to,
so much.
To give him the benefit of the doubt, you have to imagine the loudest, heaviest, thickest
yep.
acorn that was ever grown landing as hard as it possibly could, like a squirrel through it with all its force or something like that. And even then, it would not sound like a gun firing.
No.
Yeah,
but I will, you know, I've been hit with acorns. Like, sometimes squirrels will throw them
yeah.
at you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a little startling, but I would never
yeah.
be like someone shooting at me. I was just, you know
he
what
didn't
I mean?
Just think
yeah,
that
he unloads magazines on his own back of his car.
And then a lady showed up.
Flying.
A woman cop
said,
showed up. And yeah, he said, I'm hit.
And he says, I'm hit.
So, yeah, that's, like, we've gone multiple
is, yeah.
levels at this point. Like, you're lying at this point. You want a reason to shoot this guy.
Yeah.
Luckily, the guy survived.
But, I know.
Yeah, and they investigated themselves and found nothing wrong, but he
wow.
did resign anyway. But they did found no wrongdoing. But again, anyway, my point of bringing this up is not just to laugh at the pig. It's to say that I have a spreadsheet. I've created what I don't know of any other that exists. So I created it. It's a spreadsheet that essentially tracks all the bad cops in the United States who do egregiously terrible crimes, because all we could do is hold them accountable by virtue of shaming them publicly.
Is it like a 1 terabyte drive?
That's funny. Well, it's on Google Drive, and I pay for terabytes of storage from Google Drive. It's on a Google Sheet. So anyways,
yeah, you're gonna need
anyone
it.
Who supports Yeah, I mean, I already have over like 120 entries. I've done it all myself. What I'm hoping to do is crowdsource, since I'm too busy, is if all of you guys and all of your friends and everyone listening helps with the spreadsheet, just ask me, send me an email or something. I'll give you the link to the spreadsheet, and you can add this stuff. I don't think this Acorn guy has been added to the spreadsheet, because I have a whole, you know, like 15 columns or 10 columns for what he did, the date, the department, the name, the victim, if there's a victim, the outcome. It's usually nothing, but sometimes there's a lawsuit, some fired, some arrested, some go to prison, but very few. But I'm trying to track all the names, because almost all of them, there are very many of them, are hired by other departments locally, like the next department over.
Yeah.
And if we can track their names, and using AI, that I know some of you Keniacs are good with computers, you can figure out, like, if some of them are rehired, you can get an automatic, maybe, notification if they become the police chief of the neighboring town after being fired for, you know, shooting 35 people for no reason. And then we can start holding them accountable based on their names if they're rehired somewhere else. So, like, that's what I'm hoping to do. And I have a million projects, so I'm hoping someone takes this, take all the credit, take it and run with it, because I can't keep up with this.
What's your email,
so hopefully
someone
can take the spreadsheet. Yeah, aluaxelman@gmail.com or alu@libertyblock.com or Twitter, Facebook, however you get in touch with me. And I'll give you the links to the spreadsheet. I posted the link on Twitter. I'm debating how public to be with the public editing link.
Because you don't want, like, people, like haters, to go in there and just delete everything. Yeah.
I can always find the old version, so if someone screws it up, I can revert to old. But again, I'm hoping someone, like, who knows tech stuff a lot better than me can use other types of systems besides Google Sheets. And they can protect it, or they can find a way, the best way to crowdsource this stuff. I don't know if it's Google Sheets or not, but I'm sure there's a great way to have it secure, but also crowdsource from everyone, because stuff like 4chan and stuff, like, you can get tremendous amounts of data to, triangulate, what's his name, that guy who was playing Capture the Flag around the entire world, and they, you know, found him within, like, hours. Because if you can get all of the info from, you know, tons of smart people online who can, you know, all collaborate, it could be a great spreadsheet. I have, like, 100, but I'm sure there are thousands. Every day I find, like, dozens and dozens more. So there are thousands of cases that are waiting in my bookmarks to be
and
put
now
in the spreadsheet.
All every disciplinary action that has been logged with the police is now legally available for FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests. They don't call that here. It's like an RSA. I forgot. But they're the same thing. The 91A request
in
New Hampshire. Yep. So everybody could go to their city hall or whatever, do a 91A request for all disciplinary action taken internally with the cops in their town, and then look through that and add it to Alu's list. That is a good point. I'd say that's
One of the ways we can win the fight.
One step above slacktivism. It's not quite slacktivism. That's definitely some work, but you could do it all, like, from your house once you get the 91A request info. But also, you could just, like, write down all the ones you hear stories of online. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alu. Is there anything else you had to add about that?
No, I'm too tired to think, so that's all for now. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
That's a great idea.
It is a really great idea, and he's been talking about it for a long time, so I feel guilty every time he talks about it, because I kind of just forget.
Yeah.
There's a lot
I also
going
don't
on.
Have the capacity for that, but I'm sure somebody out there does.
I also wish that I was one of the Keniacs that is a computer wizard.
I know, yeah, that's
he's
not
like,
us,
said that,
unfortunately.
And I was like, I don't know about Lori, if you're, like, a tech wizard at all.
No.
Yeah, I'm not either,
yeah,
so
not this
group of hosts. Some of them are legitimately, I'm like, how do you know how to do that? That's crazy, things.
Yeah. I'm not, like, tech illiterate or anything, but I'm
right.
not.
I'm not coding.
Yeah, no, right. I'm not coding.
I'm not
back in the MySpace days.
Yeah, I can make a mean MySpace profile, but that's about it.
Right.
Neopets, too. You could actually do HTML on your profile on Neopets.
Really?
Yeah, and change up your background. All I would do is follow instructions, to be fair.
That's the thing. And when I use my Linux and I, like, have to download stuff, I literally just watch videos on it. And, you know, so I can figure it out, but there's a lot of copying and pasting involved.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, making up code and just creating it out of thin air. I don't understand how people do that.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Honestly, I wish I was actually autistic, and I know that, like, the chat and things, they're going to be like, you are autistic. Or autistic, you, like, I don't know, because you're a libertarian, you're automatically autistic. I wish I was at least a little bit autistic so I could focus on one thing and be really interested in it and figure out how it gets done. Most of the time, if I'm interested in something, it's like for a few days, and then I'm like, you know, I might have learned a few of the basics, but I'm not going to be like Ian and sit there very focused for 2 hours finding out every single in and out of something.
Oh, no, I do that.
I don't know.
I thought it was just ADHD.
I don't know. Maybe it's not just autism, but I think it is an autistic thing, but it could be other things too.
Hyperfocus.
Yeah, I wish I had that.
I have the opposite of that.
I have the opposite of hyperfocus, seriously. But I just figured we keep it kind of in a similar topic, not exactly the same at all, because these are this is considering somebody's extra uterine child who was born instead of an extra uterine child who was never in utero, which is so stupid. So somebody's daughter, which means like 15-year-old human who was born 15 years ago. Daughter.
You have to, like, really break that down.
Yeah, you have to break it down for the people that are...
For the conservatives in the audience.
Yeah. It hasn't been chirogenically frozen for 15 years. It's been born for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's a woman, it's a girl. So this girl was kidnapped, and her dad did everything he could to rescue her, and he succeeded. And I thought this story is so crazy and interesting and kind of fun. In a way. And the thing about it is that he did it against the advice of police. Maybe even, I'm not sure if he did anything illegal. But the police didn't want to help him and tried to get him not to do this.
Is this just the Taken movie, but
right, it
real life?
It says that. It starts off, a harrowing plot of the movie Taken turned into reality. And if you don't know what that is, it's, I forgot who the guy is.
Liam Neeson.
It's a Liam Neeson movie where his daughter gets taken in France and is like, you know, an underground sex slave. No one knows where she is. It's not going to be solved with cops. So instead, he takes the matters into his own hands and kills a million people and gets his daughter to safety.
Isn't there a Taken too?
Yeah.
Like she gets kidnapped again?
I don't know. It's like, how is she getting kidnapped?
Right?
I don't know if it's her that gets kidnapped or someone else and he helps. I have no idea. But we do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go to the calls before we get into this story. David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Lots of stuff, Bonnie. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
And it's really crazy. It's ridiculously crazy. It's insane, even.
Okay. So what's on your mind?
Lots of stuff, Bonnie. It's crazy. I feel like I'm in a loop here. Before you hate me, let me tell you another fun animal story. But first of all, you better stop picking on Acorn Cop, because the LGBTQ, et cetera, people are going to call you anti-Semites.
He's a Jew?
No. The LGBTQ, whatever, they're going to call you anti-Semites. Anti-Semite, that's just, that's a generic term. It covers everything, man, whether you're picking on black people or mixed.
Why is that? I called them fat?
I'm creating that too. You can't do that either.
Yeah,
so that's fat phobic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or ableist or whatever.
You're fat shaming. But
yeah.
But the dude is obviously a gay dude. So maybe that explains some of his behavior. I don't know.
Is he really gay? Are you making that up?
My gaydar says so, 100%.
Okay. Well, I'll trust that.
And I've been hit on by way more gay guys than you have.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
What part about it? I guess I got a little confused. I just don't understand how making fun of the Acorn Cop, the cop who shot at his car, emptied his magazine.
You can't make fun. The only demographic you can make fun of, or the only demographics you can make fun of, are white male.
He was white male. A white male pig.
He's a Hispanic dude.
But
he's a white Hispanic, like George, what's his face?
George Zimmerman, yeah.
I don't think he can make fun of the Christians, because then that's war on religion.
Hmm.
Everyone's sensitive now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they do it.
You're erasing the Christ in Christmas at that point.
What?
You're erasing the Christ in Christmas at that point.
Right. You can't do that. Even the Jews celebrate Christmas, a lot of them.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what this has to do with Jews. Is he a Jewish Hispanic man?
Say what?
No, he's just using words incorrectly.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this guy a Jewish Hispanic guy?
Words correctly, because I'm making my own language because I want to.
Okay.
So there. Yeah.
What is your cute animal story, David?
Oh, the cute animal story is, and it brings a tear to my eye still. But two summers ago, I had this, there's lizards all over, right, because it's the desert southwest. But there was this one, well, there's been many cute lizards, but there was one of several that was above and beyond. This was some sort of a spiny lizard. I don't remember the exact, but it wasn't the tiny, tiny ones that are about 6 inches long. It was like 16 inches long, the body and the tail combined. And they're more rare than the smaller ones. And this lizard had figured out that when I came outside in the morning and had my coffee, because I'd come outside and I'd sit in the sun, and then I draw flies, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but flies come and land on
you.
Me. I guess they don't like me or something. I don't know either. I taste good or I smell bad. I don't know, but I draw flies. So they would come up, and, you know, it's warm out, so I'd be wearing shorts. And so the flies would come and land, you know, here, there, the other place. But when they landed on my, like, on my ankle or my feet, because I'd be outside barefoot, on my foot or on my ankle, lower leg, this lizard, when I came outside with coffee, would come and hang out with me, because the lizard knew that the flies would land on my ankles, my feet, and the lizard would sit there about a foot away from my feet, just waiting for him to land. And then when one landed, I think it was a she, she'd run up and grab it.
Right, oh, that's, you know, funny. Bite. That's like a good, like, coexisting story. Like, you know how, like how the little fish will hang out around the whales and, like, eat all the bacteria off of them?
Yeah.
Like
right.
That.
Yeah. So
that's really
you call
cute.
Me fat? You call me fat, Nikki?
No.
The whale?
No, just stinky. Or just stinky.
Yeah, just like a whale.
So it was really cool. It was funny, too, because when she would come up and bite the fly off my leg, it tickled. If you can imagine what it feels like when a lizard comes up and you know, hits your skin when they're grabbing a fly, it kind of tickled.
Did it just use its tongue, or did it use its whole mouth?
Both. It opened its mouth, slipped its tongue out, and bit down, so the whole thing all at once.
That's really freaking cute. I mean,
and it would
a little scary, because, like, I feel like a lizard could definitely bite you, and, you know, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought the first time she did it. I'm like, what the hell? And then I realized she was going after the flies, not after me. At first, I thought she was, like aggressing me away from something, but I figured out she was after the flies.
They don't have teeth.
Still,
well, they do have teeth.
Don't they have a bony ridge?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Not teeth.
Well, it depends on the lizard. Yeah, they don't have fangs like tigers, but they do have very sharp. I can show you. Well, I don't know if I can. Like, I can show you pictures and videos.
True. I guess that's true, because, like, Komodo dragons, like, have that little razor.
Oh yeah,
I hate them so much.
Line on that.
I hate them. I wish they didn't exist.
We have a one out here that's even bigger than the one I was telling you about. It's about, I don't know, like, full grown. It's like 2 feet long, including the tail. And it's a something dragon, and I forget what it's called.
Iguanas get big like that, too, and they can be mean.
I had an iguana. He was like 6 feet long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He didn't bite. He would hit me with his tail. That's how it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
A lot.
I mean, I've never been hit with a tail before, but I can imagine.
I've always been kind of scared of lizards, so if I was David, I wouldn't have ever figured out I was trying to eat the fly. I would be running inside.
I don't mind lizards. I think they're cute.
They are cute, though.
We don't have lizards up here. We only have salamanders.
I haven't even seen one of those, but that would be cute.
Well, I got salamanders here, too. You wouldn't think in the desert. I got frogs and salamanders.
David is telling the story because we both had like 5 squirrel stories to tell each last time he
really?
Called in. Like, I actually have an update. I was talking about how squirrels create this weird biscuit material. It's like they take a bunch of food, maybe they chew it up, and that they've gathered, and then they bring it to my windows and stick it to the windows. And I
really?
Just
here?
Leave it there for them. Yeah, but I can
Why
show
do
you
they
when
do that?
They come back for it after the winter, and they take it. And the other day...
I didn't know they did that.
My sister found one that has a... still in its package, Milky Way candy bar
really?
Attached to it. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny that they do it in the winter, too. Because that is new. But, yeah, they do that, and then they'll come back looking for it. And sometimes they've mixed up the window that it's in, so they'll freak out and run into our windows.
They'll break in.
Oh my God.
I had a squirrel break into my house once. It like
Jeez.
I had my window open and just the screen, and it like pushed the screen in and came inside.
Oh
and
no!
Was he armed?
Yeah, he was armed. No, I heard like noise, like a plastic bag in the kitchen, and I was like, what is that?
And then you open fire on them because you heard a plastic, the noise like a plastic bag?
I didn't. I went
emptied your magazine
and found a squirrel and then had to figure out how to get a squirrel out of my house without getting bitten by a squirrel.
Yeah.
That is really scary.
Because I would assume it'd be rabid if it was in the house. I think that like, a squirrel not would necessarily.
Die if it was bitten by something to get rabies. I don't think they...
But I know we had a rabid... bat in the house.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty scary.
They're, like, the biggest vector, but, like, a squirrel is so small, if something attacked a squirrel, it would die.
It flew at my sister.
Oh, my God.
And she was so scared, she just left.
Thank you for the call, by the way, David. Yeah, that's so scary.
She literally left the house. She was like, I'm done
here. The bats here are different. I lived in the desert, and the bats there will, like, swoop you. Because
Really? Yeah. No, the bats here kind of keep to themselves, but they will, like, you know, they live.
They'll come in your house.
Yeah, but usually only if they're rabid, though. That's the thing. They usually kind of keep to themselves, but they will, if you have a barn or something, they'll hang out in the barn, but they kind of like their space around here, I feel like. Yeah. They don't necessarily want to, like, interact with humans.
Well, they don't want to interact with you. They swoop you because they're eating mosquitoes and stuff.
I didn't know why they were doing that.
Flying around you in the desert at night, and they'll, like, swoop down and, like, eat things. But it's terrifying because they're flying right at you.
Yeah. They would do that to me in Utah, and there was this period of time that I was scared of vampires because I had seen some conspiracies on vampires.
Yeah, so Bonnie's like, the vampires are coming to get me!
And it's just, like, it lined up perfectly where there was a bunch of bats all over my town I lived in, and I would just, like, be running into my car after work or before work, like, going, anytime I was getting into my car, like, at dusk or dawn, they would be, like, swooping at me, and they would swoop your car as you're driving. You'd be driving, you'd be like, what was that just flew by? It's like they were swooping at the car, so I don't know why they did that.
I didn't trust them because there was, like, this big satellite dish outside of one of the places we lived out there, and once in a while I'd hear ding, because they'd fly right into it, and I'm like, you're not going to swoop at me if you can't see a big satellite dish.
I just thought it was, like, a bat thing. I did not know that was, like, a Western bat thing, but... Yeah,
I've never been swooped by a bat.
Yeah, it never happens here.
They don't even, like, really come close. They just, it's weird. It's like they're doing it, like, just above your head. Like, I thought they were messing with me. It was really freaking me out. I was like, why is this happening? Nobody else told me that was happening to them, so it was creepy. Anyways, David really throws me off with his animal stories because I could just talk about that, but... Let's get into this story a little bit, how this father defied all odds to rescue his kidnapped daughter in Mexico. It says a harrowing plot of the movie Taken turned into reality for a Californian man whose daughter took off on a bike one afternoon and never came home. Living in a quiet neighborhood where violent crime is hard to come by, I think it should just say rare, Bryce Weiner, and this is from crazed.net, by the way, Bryce Weiner could have never predicted that he would have to rescue his teenage daughter from sex traffickers. Weiner's story began in August of 2010, spanning over 3 years of dedication. His 14-year-old daughter was manipulated by an individual into crossing into the Mexican border, and he revoked all of her access to cellular devices. We'll get into how this dad defied the police, who were telling him not to, and the FBI, and ended up using Bitcoin to find his daughter in Mexico. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's the phone number you can call. It's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And let's just go straight to the phones. We have an unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening. It's Tom, and I'm calling to mention that on the 16th of February, the governor of Louisiana declared a state of emergency over a shortage of cops. And, you know, the people aren't signing up to be cops. And
nice.
There's a good reason why. And that's because the police forces of a hostile domestic government are the enemy every bit as much as the armed forces of a hostile foreign government. And people are starting to realize that.
So you said this is Louisiana?
Yeah, this was Louisiana.
Do you really think that's why, though?
Well,
I mean, because, like, logically, we could absolutely draw that conclusion. Like, what you said, I do agree with you, is true. But I just don't know if the average person would come to that conclusion. There could be a different reason why they don't have enough people applying to be police officers.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see that people are starting to realize that the government is a hostile institution, and
you don't
want to sign up to...
Their public relations have definitely taken a hit since 2020, and I think that's, like, one of the best things that happened due to BLM. Like, fewer people have been, like, applying. I even knew this guy I went on, like, one date with in 2020, and he texted me after I had already, like, moved up here and lived with Ian, and I was just like, I just want to know if he became a cop, because when I met him, he was working, like, a real job. But, like, he wasn't a cop. He was working a real job. But he had went to school for, like, criminal justice. And he was like, I'm just going to use it to become a cop. So ever since the first day I met him and I learned that, I was like, don't do that. Like, I was, like, convincing him not to become a cop.
Yeah.
And so since I was obviously already with Ian and he was, like, seeing what I was up to, I was like, I live in New Hampshire with my boyfriend. By the way, did you become a cop? And he was like, oh, well, no way. I decided against doing that. I'm not, like, about that life anymore. That kind of stuff. And I was like, I feel like I can take a little bit of credit for that.
Bonnie's like, I'll let you think that this was your own idea.
Right.
But...
Right.
Now,
that's activism.
Let me point something out here. That as far as the Black Lives Matter, they've done a big, a lot of progress there. But unfortunately, I see them as, like, giving the same reaction regardless of whether the facts of the case point to the cop being in the wrong or being in the right. You know, I mean, when they have to use deadly force, when, I mean, somebody is charging at an innocent person, knife in hand, about to stab somebody, and the cop shoots the person.
How often does that happen?
Protesting. It's,
how often does the cop actually save someone whose life is in imminent danger? I've never even heard of that happening, honestly.
Well, yeah, they will go, I see the Black Lives Matter people not going by what the facts of the case are, and when it dilutes their message when there's cases like Breonna Taylor brutally murdered during a drug raid when the government never had any right to impose drug control laws in the first place.
Right.
So,
anytime, like, there becomes, like, a group that gives themselves a name and incorporates and all that, it seems like they are likely to become diluted and, watered down their message and all that stuff. So, I mean, I'm not, like, some kind of Black Lives Matter Inc. fan or something like that. I just used it as a name for basically what happened in, like, June of 2020.
Yeah.
Like, that time period, the Black Lives Matter protests time. That's all. And my whole point was just basically that because of that whole thing that happened, George Floyd was murdered and lots of the, like, discourse that came out about around it in 2020, I definitely think that cops... relationship with the public, they're viewed by the public in a way more negative light, and I can just tell that is the case in my regular day-to-day life.
Absolutely, because I think it wasn't just the George Floyd thing. I think it's hitting the mainstream media a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Breonna Taylor, like, these things that are just, like, totally outrageous. Like, any normal person can look at those things and say, like, wow, this is absolutely unwarranted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so it's kind of beginning to become a little bit more common knowledge. Of course, you'll still have those hardcore back the blue people that are just like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, it's just, you know, they can rationalize anything the police do. But I think the average person, especially younger folks, are kind of starting to question, like, why do the police have so much power and why are they not being held accountable for their actions, which is great.
One of my least favorite things that I see now is, like, cutesy videos from cops.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Like, cute TikToks.
Oh, so gross. Like,
trying
to be sexy or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, funny gross. Or adorable.
Yeah.
And, like, the NYPD just had...
The dance team. Yeah.
Like, it's all so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why does anyone watch these things? They're not your friends. They're not there to be your pal.
Some girls are, like, into a man in uniform.
Well,
that's so gross.
Like, pick firemen instead.
Pick the military even
better.
Before
no,
you
no,
pick.
No.
I don't
not
like the
either.
Military. I'm anti-dating
pick
the military.
Pick firemen, pick paramedics, pick people who actually save
who
lives.
Who actually help people.
I would
yeah.
still choose the military over a cop.
When I worked at the
hospital. A fireman could carry you up and down the stairs.
Yeah, cops are fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, cops are gross. I can't even imagine.
So, but some of them are so, When I worked at the hospital, there were the other nurses there were like watching these TikTok, like super cringy TikToks, and his cruiser was in the back and he had the lights on and he was like walking up to the camera all sexy. And it's like, first of all, this guy looks like he's on the clock.
Yeah, right. That's what I was
thinking. So I'm like, and the only, like, the first thing I thought is like, oh yeah, cool use of our tax dollars. This guy's getting paid to hit on girls on TikTok.
He's going to violate my rights and shoot my dog.
Yeah. Well, they were like, oh my God, he's so hot. And they were like, Nikki, come look at this. And I'm like, and that's what I said. I was like, oh, I just started like going on a rampage, and they were like, oh, I guess you're not into this. I'm like, No, I've never been medical. I'm disappointed in you for being into this.
I don't even know what kind of person you have to be like into cops. Like, I've never
met a girl. Totally nurse energy. Yeah, a lot of nurse. Well, because like we're
kind of a classic couple. Yeah, nurses and cops.
Yeah, well, they're like in the same club, right? And even when I get pulled over, like cops will treat me like that. Like when I was like wearing scry and weren't as a nurse anymore.
You mentioned that.
But when I was, yeah, I would like get out of speeding tickets and stuff, which was cool because I don't want to have to deal with that, but it's still like, ew, like I don't want to be in their club.
I can see that now, but I never really thought of it. Yeah, why
are they the same? First responders, maybe? I don't know.
That's I never put two and two together when you told those stories.
I'm not afraid of a nurse like kicking down my door by accident.
Right, like I have no negative feelings towards nurses.
Because they have the wrong address.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's just like a waitress being into like...
But it's the same with firefighters, right? So like firefighters are paramedics. Those are also first responders. Mm-hmm. But we're more likely to be like your job, like a firefighter or a paramedic absolutely could be like a private thing mm-hmm. aside from the state, and their jobs are still relevant.
Yeah, right.
You know, firefighters are very rarely, you know, murdering people and shooting their dogs.
Yeah.
Paramedics, I mean, like...
Firefighters are definitely hot. Like, I'm not trying to make it sound like I don't want to be quoted as making it sound like I think military is hot, but I still think that it's like 10 times better than a cop. And then obviously firefighters are like really hot
for like the first.
I just mean because at least they're not like just like killing your dog. Like I guess they're
killing
little kids and their dogs.
I just forget about that because of the fact that like most of the ones I know are doing completely useless stuff here.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. They're like what is it called? The reserves. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I had a guy that was in the reserves when I was younger. And he's like, yeah, we went like to the amusement park and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Like they didn't do anything real.
By the time that I was like 20 years old, I was like, yeah, zero military at all, because I grew up on, like, military bases at times in my life, and I just know them, and they're just, I'm strictly against dating them. I'm just saying that cops are 10 times worse, or 100 times worse, even. Like, they're just so disgusting. I can't imagine being attracted to that even a little bit. Like, a free stater made a joke about a different free stater, saying that her husband dresses up like a cop so that way she can F the police.
Ew.
And I thought he was serious.
That.
And I was like, that's disgusting. That's not even, like, that's, I can't believe that. Like, she's got to be a freaking fed. I would not allow that. I would be not in the mood at all.
No.
But he was like, I was just joking. Just making a joke about cops. No, but I took it so seriously.
Yeah. Immediately expect him to punch you in the eye or something.
Yeah. Shoot my dog. Stupid. And gross. And I just think girls like that are... I don't know. They deserve everything that comes to them with their cop.
They have like
marriage.
The highest,
but they might
have
not know any better.
The statistics of abusing their spouse.
Yeah,
yeah, and like, oh yeah, that's hot.
Ew.
Domestic abuse.
There are definitely girls that are like fine with that, and it sounds crazy, but they like romanticize it.
That's bad.
And it's just like I wouldn't have thought that was real if I hadn't met like multiple women who were just like. That not they want it, but they're like, it's just like a fact of life, man. It's just like the kind of guy like, I attract. And like,
those
I
are
still
the people
love them.
That are like into the super overly jealous guys and all that stuff, too.
Well, they love being a victim.
Yeah, toxic relationships, yeah.
But they're also toxic then, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, they
have to be.
Yeah. Because any normal person would just be like,
peace.
No. Yeah. Like, oh, hey.
Right.
That's insane. It really blows my mind that people are like that.
It really
because
blows my
I
mind
just
too.
Like want to chill so
I
badly.
Be happy, so.
I'm like I my like ideal life is like no turmoil. None of my friends are in prison.
Right.
I'm just you know what I mean like
just living peacefully.
I'm just living peacefully with my family. Like no fighting. Like I do so much to like try to achieve that life of like peace and harmony within like my family and in my relationships and my friends. So the fact that people go out of their way to create conflict and toxicity in their relationships. It was just mind-blowing to
like,
me. Like,
the other
really?
Day, or yesterday, actually, I went to go visit Ian. So, like, I even tweeted while I was, like, in the waiting room area. I said, the quality of the crackhead girlfriends in here versus me is just proof Ian shouldn't be in here. But while I'm, like, walking past, like, it's, like, a long, long hallway, I'm passing all of them at their boyfriends that are in, like, A block, which means, like, just, like, a prisoner just off the street who was, like, drunk in the road or drunk driving or something like that. And then I get all the way to E, which is like the federal prisoners. So I have to walk past them. So I'm hearing their conversations without wanting to. I walk past this girl, and she's talking to her boyfriend in A block. And she's like, I'm sorry that I perceived your tone that way. And I was just like, oh, I can't even imagine being in a relationship with this, like, probably actual criminal and just like
well, that
fighting.
Sounds abusive. I mean, that's like red flag.
Yeah, I was like, you know, oh, I mean? Like cringe. I couldn't deal with hearing
that's
that.
That's sad. But like she's you kind of like we kind of yeah like we kind of said before like that's kind of like attracting that energy. And like don't get me wrong, like there are absolutely like legit victims, like mm-hmm. women who are like a victim of domestic abuse. And they're, like,
that's
really
insidious, though.
Stuck in that situation, and you know what I mean? Like, because right. abusers will trap you and manipulate yeah. you, and some people just don't, for whatever reason, like, some people genuinely get stuck in that situation.
Well,
because
they don't start out that way.
Right.
They,
exactly.
Like, start out love bombs and, like, super nice, and then
yeah.
once they have you, then...
Yeah, or people yeah. start drinking, yeah. or what? Like, there are a ton of different factors. So, like, there are absolutely those cases that are horrible. But there's usually signs.
And
I think
then,
people like the victim. They like being, feeling like the victim.
Yeah, it's a joke now. Like, didn't you see the red flags? I thought it was a carnival. Like, people
yeah,
are
yeah,
totally
yeah.
into
people
the red
are like,
flags.
Oh, I'm into that. Or like, yeah. even the crazy girl thing. Like, oh, like crazy. Like, it's hot to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's not.
It's no. not.
Like,
right?
I just feel
exhausting.
Like normal and cool. But it's like very low IQ energy. You know
That's
what I mean?
So
like,
true, yes.
Intellectuals are like, trying to better their lives or something. I don't know, like, they're working and creating businesses and reading books, not, like, doing all this weird stuff
checking
and, like,
their
cheating on
phones.
Yeah, 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 like, checking their phones and, like, cheating on people,
right.
but doing
and
drugs.
Like,
it's like, what?
All these other girls, it's like, they're going to visit their boyfriend is very, like, hee-hee-hee type of thing, and I'm just like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't care to, like, stunt on you hoes. Like, you know, like, I'm... Like, the way that they're, like, looking at each other, almost like we're all competition. No, like, I'm married, and you guys are, like, crackhead girlfriends. Sorry. That's how I feel about most of those people that are in there. Every once in a while, there's like, a parent, and they seem respectable enough, but for the most part, I'm straight up judging them.
I noticed in the federal prison, like, when I go to visit Aria, they all seem like no one seems like that. Because I did have an ex-boyfriend who was in... a county jail,
mm-hmm.
which is like the equivalent of where Ian is right now being held.
Yeah.
And it was like that. Like, girls would be, like, sitting on the countertop because there's, like, plexiglass and you have to talk to him on a phone. And they'd be, like, dressed all, like, really slutty. And mm-hmm. they'd be, like, sitting on the plexiglass, like, kind of, like, you know, showing off their assets.
Yeah.
And it was very much, like, more that energy. But I noticed at the federal prison, it's more, like, family. It's actually, like, really, really sad.
Hmm.
But, well, this is a camp level, too, that she's at. So it's, like, lower than low security. Like, you can't be a violent offender or anything. Like, it's... None of those people really belong there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all, like, family. Like, they're... Everybody seems, like, pretty... Respectable.
Normal, respectable.
Yeah, like, it's really sad, actually, because I'm like, this is so, like, none of these people belong here.
No, I actually
really,
saw...
Really, like, none of them belong here.
Like, at some point, we all basically get told our visits are over and we're walking out. So I'm walking down the long hallway again, and so, like, I'm just like, I have nowhere to look at because I'm straight. It's just mm-hmm. a white, empty hallway. And this girl who's, like, leaving her visit, like, basically, like, did a little... Oh, it was so, like, nauseating. She's, like, a crackhead, so she has no curves. And she was doing this, like, turn around and showing her butt and, like, shaking her butt thing.
Yeah.
It was so, like, embarrassing. And, like, I wish I didn't see that.
You, like, have secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. I
but, you know, like, he thought it was so hot. He was like, yes.
Yeah, probably. That's just unimaginable. It's so
yeah.
scary. But we've definitely just taken a quite a different route.
Yeah, tangent or
a
whatever.
Tangent, there
yeah.
we go. Because I forgot to say thanks for the call, Tom, but Tom from New Hampshire called about that story about the LA cops, and it's really interesting, and I hope that it's true. I didn't look into it or anything. I hope that they're never going to get the same amount of cop applicants ever again, and that most people just don't want to be a cop anymore. But really, we don't need them. And the thing about it is that if they weren't in this guy's ear telling him not to go save his daughter, and that we actually were trying to help situations where there's actual, like, kidnap of a 14-year-old, like in this story, then they could have helped and he could have gotten his daughter sooner, and she could have, you know, she survived beatings and psychological abuse while she was in Mexico. I have no idea if anything, like, worse happened, because they say that she was taken by sex traffickers, but that kind of means anything now.
They have bigger things to do, like arrest your cousin for stealing a t-shirt.
Yeah, a shirt from Goodwill.
Right.
It's crazy. So, yeah, this is what the cops are focusing on. So, this guy, his daughter was taken in August of 2010, his 14-year-old daughter, and she ended up 3,000 miles away from the border and couldn't go outside and didn't have any money. She suffered beatings and physiological, it says abuse, my bad. Oh, no, it says psychological, sorry. Even though the circumstances were urgent, the authorities were not of any help due to the fact that she was not taken strictly against her will. So she went with the kidnapper.
Okay.
She, like, rode
but,
her
like,
bike
so
with
do
a child
children.
So she was 14.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, so do children. Like, when you lure a kid into a
candy
van with a lollipop, like, they, yeah, they went willingly.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
that kid wanted that lollipop, so too bad, kid.
Yeah.
See ya.
Well,
yeah, sucks to suck.
It says she was categorized as an endangered runaway rather than a kidnapping. And for 3 years, all of Weiner, that's her dad, questions were left unanswered. The lack of investigative efforts from the State Department, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and California Highway Patrol forced Weiner to take matters into his own hand. He used 150 bitcoins that he mined in 2011 to fund rescue efforts, while his peers were funding startups and investments. I don't know what that has to do with his peers. The determined father drove 5,000 miles from Los Angeles to Coyote Peck. It's literally word coyote with the word peck. I've never heard of it before. Mexico. A journey that was projected to take 31 hours ended up taking an entire week due to rough terrain, customs, and multiple trips in and out of Sinaloa cartel country. I had to become someone else, he said. He pretended to be a deaf beggar in order to deter attention. Days before Weiner's daughter escaped in the middle of the night, she had no knowledge that her father was in Mexico looking for her, so she escaped from her kidnappers. They had prior contact through email, but she was under the assumption that he was still in California. She ran barefoot to the U.S. Embassy and finally reunited with her father after 3 long years. So, he posted a picture with her where he wrote, "To all those who gave up, the cops, the FBI, to all those who gave up, walked away, and told me I should be ashamed, told me I was crazy, turned their back, or told me it was impossible, you were wrong."
Hold on. He went to go find her, but she escaped and ran to the U.S. Embassy.
And I guess they met there.
And they met there. So, I mean, if she escaped to the U.S. Embassy, then she really just got herself out of it, and he just met her at the U.S. Embassy.
That's a good point.
Not
yeah.
being a bummer about
yeah,
this
but,
feel-good story, but...
Yeah.
I hadn't read that part yet, so I just read, like, the Twitter post about it. So, I don't
know. She still would have needed a ride.
Maybe she needed instructions to get there.
They probably would have called him and been like, hey, she's at the embassy.
It says, 10 years after reuniting with his missing daughter, Bryce is certain...
10 years?
Yeah, because that was 2010 that it happened.
Oh, okay. I thought she was, like, missing for 10 years.
No,
I think
3 years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
It says, 10 years after reuniting with his missing daughter, Bryce is certain in his belief that sometimes you have to do whatever it takes to bring your child to safety. He has since launched his own cryptocurrency to help better other people's lives.
Oh, this sounds like a plug, because he didn't actually rescue her.
I don't know now. I haven't read that exact story now.
What did he do to save her besides pick her up at the embassy?
It does say that he was able to track her and contact her somehow. So, I don't know. Maybe he had to tell her how to get there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll keep listening.
basically, it just says, Weiner's story of bringing his daughter to safety is a heartwarming and inspiring one. He plans to release a book to narrate the blood, sweat, and tears he had to go through to get his daughter back. The uncensored information will be able to shine a light on the truth behind trafficking, something him and his daughter faced firsthand. But I just want to know, like, what kind of, I don't want to know any disgusting details, but it's like, what kind of trafficking is it? Because it's like, people use that to mean anything at this point. Like, Sarah uses human trafficking to define, oh, if a pimp comes up to you and says, like, hey, homeless girl, do you want to be a prostitute? Sarah's like, that's human trafficking. And it's just prostitution. And yeah. Sarah should be in favor of legalizing it. By the way, if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's a caller from New Mexico. Who used to be a homeless lady, and she's always saying, like, there are all these pimps trying to human traffic you. Is it human traffic? Like, you're muddying the waters. You're making no one know what that word means when you use it to define women who willingly become prostitutes.
Yeah, you're allowed to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
Well, not legally. But according to me, you are.
A 15-year-old girl being lured to Mexico and then made to be a prostitute, that is human trafficking.
Yeah, right.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's what human trafficking is.
And it's like conflating those two things is just kind of like taking, like, kind of slapping the real people in the face, you know. That
well, yeah, and it's that whole thing with how women are treated like children we were talking about earlier. Same thing. Like an adult woman can't consent to prostitution.
Right. Yeah, that's such a good point.
Why not?
That's how Sarah would have people treated, and that's how most governments treat prostitution. It's just like. I mean, I don't think anybody ever even brings up, like, gay men into the situation. Like, I feel like they just do that amongst themselves on Grindr, and no one cares or bats an eye. But when it comes to women, it's, like, some kind of issue where they need to be saved and protected and censored and put in jail for trying to, you know, make an agreement voluntarily with people. And it could be so much safer if it was legal and
Absolutely.
People had safe...
Yeah, if there were, like, brothels.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be a way safer situation for a woman than to be on Skid Row, you know, with her, like, scary pimp. Instead, you just have, like, a house mother and, you know, whatever, brothel. I mean, that's way more respectable.
More socially safety acceptable.
Numbers.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And yeah, instead there's like, just, like I said, like Skid Row, like a bunch of girls living in tents.
If you get your money stolen from you and it's legal, it's like you just take them to court instead of,
Beating a pimp.
Well, it's been Free Talk Live. It's talk radio that you control. You can call in tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com is another place you can go. Thanks for listening and peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.